Welcome everyone to today's daily teaching and happy Thursday to you as well. So all of this week we've been covering moving from a place of either stress, anxiety or panic into some place that feels more calm, more peaceful and more relaxed. I wanted today to talk to you about ways on a longer term basis that you could help reduce your stress levels or your anxiety levels. On Tuesday I went through some go-to things in the present moment that you can do that can take a few seconds to a few minutes. But what I realized in recording the teaching today, and this is about my 17th time to do it, to try and get this recording done, was that there absolutely is no quick fix for it. I think, and I just wanted to talk a little bit more about it. First of all, to say, to feel stressed is normal. To feel stressed, to have stressful situations come up, and to know that there are going to be stressful situations again in your life is normal. What happens, however, is that when that stress seems to be very continuous, so we might be in a time in our life where there just seems to be a lot going on. You know, they say good things happen together and bad things happen together. So sometimes we can be in a state of stress because there's a lot of bad stuff going on and we don't know how to be able to get out of it because it just seems to be quite continual. Sometimes we can actually even be overwhelmed with good things that are happening. Really good opportunities are coming up and really good things are showing up for us. And we're overwhelmed of like, oh my God, we nearly get stressed by it. Is this too good to be true? Will this continue for me? Will I make the right decision around this? And sometimes then what can happen is all of that stress compacts and we get kind of used to it and we live in a stressed state. So what I mean by that is that we live from a place where we can feel stressed most of the time. Our outlook can feel stressed. And this can lead to high levels of anxiety. You might find yourself having a high level of anxiety one day and maybe not again for a couple of months. And for others, it can actually be a daily thing and even an hourly thing. Stress in the present tense can be what's creating that feeling of panic or pressure, irritation, frustration. It can come from very simple things. Somebody says something to you the wrong way. Your boss is annoying you. Your partner is annoying you. Just that frustration. And then these things build up because we're not dealing with them. We're not looking at how we can reduce them. And when we get it all compacted together, like I was saying, that's where the levels of anxiety creep in. And anxiety is a harder thing to deal with. We hear a lot about anxiety at the moment, a lot of people struggling with it, a lot of people experiencing it as well and being very, very overwhelmed by it. I remember a couple of years ago, I would have had, I just went through this period a few years ago where things were very stressful. It was probably 2 to 2.5 years of just constant stuff going on for myself, for family members. And I just found myself very, very overwhelmed by all of it. I would generally be somebody who's got a very positive outlook on life, would just always believe that things would work out and things would be fine. And I was very surprised in this period of time when things were very difficult that those, you know, that way of thinking all of a sudden wasn't there anymore. And as one stress led into another and into another and into another, my own energy started to suffer as a result of it. And one of the reasons I developed It's Time For Me, not just to help other people, but it came from my own experience of recognizing that if stress is not dealt with in the present moment, like I was teaching you on Tuesday, it does creep up, come compacted like I was explaining, and then lead to, I suppose, maybe even a more darker place in your own mindset and also where those levels of anxiety can be there. There was points where I was going through months of waking up in the morning in a panic, like literally shooting up in the bed and going and looking at my phone. And I'd be looking at my mobile to see, was there a text from somebody to tell me something else is after happening? And that was going on and on and on. Couldn't leave my phone alone, couldn't find that. And I do even find that now, that even if I get a work email in or a text from somebody, I feel like I have to answer it automatically or let them know that, you know, I've read it and I'll get back to them. I can't seem to at times switch off from it. And over that period of time, what I realized was that it was getting really bad and it was affecting my decision making. And actually physically, I was just feeling very, very drained. And my physical body was responding in different ways to show me that this wasn't good. And I had to go along through a process of trying to reduce that stress. I've talked about this a good few times of having sessions of CBT done for about a year. but also I had to take ownership of what was happening and find those ways that I taught you about on Tuesday that I actually felt are really good, that on a daily basis it was connecting in with myself. On a daily basis, when the stress came up or the panic came up or the irritation, something very simple came up, not just the big stuff, that I was dealing with it and healing it as I went. Because it's kind of like a bin. If you imagine the bin in your kitchen for rubbish, if you were to continue throwing rubbish in that, eventually the bin would overflow, and then maybe your kitchen would get full. And then if your kitchen is near your hall, you might go out into your hall and up your stairs, and all of a sudden your whole house would be full of rubbish because you wouldn't be emptying it, you wouldn't be getting rid of it. And it's very much the same with stress. If you're not reducing it, and reducing it in the sense of acknowledging it, because as I always say, and I think I have said at the start of this teaching, stress is guaranteed and it's going to happen to you again. Some stresses are actually okay to have because they make us more productive. They keep us on our toes a little bit. But also, bigger stresses are going to happen. And when we form a state of resilience in ourselves, when we have these little go-to techniques, or when sometimes we just throw our hands up in the air and say, this is way too stressful, I don't even really know what I'm doing with this, and reach out and talk to somebody about it, lean into a family member or a friend, you know, or you're having the support that you're doing now through It's Time For Me, just something. So I'm not going to give you a big list. All I wanted to really do today was to say, feeling irritated on days, feeling angry, feeling resentful, feeling really peed off about things, feeling stressed and feeling anxious is okay. It's not okay to feel it in the sense that if you're suffering or struggling with it, but it is okay, and you will be okay, and you can come to a better place. It's about taking your time. It's about being patient with yourself. And the biggest thing that it really is about is staying in full alignment with yourself. When you're in a state of stress, irritation, panic, anger, resentment, peed off, whatever it is, you're out of alignment with yourself. You're over somewhere else. You're looking at yourself as if you're, you know, a detached person. Staying in your alignment, in alignment with yourself, listening to your gut feeling, trusting your instincts, believing in yourself, and staying aligned to who your values, what I should say, your values and your core beliefs are. That's how you stay in alignment. And they're the things that are going to bring you back into that calmer state. So I know this is a slightly different teaching because I'm not really teaching anything. It's just more talking about this, but it's just to open up the door to say it's normal. I would really suggest that the tools that I talked about on Tuesday would be the best things to use. And also, you will have your own go-to things that you've discovered work for you, and they are the best things for you to use as well. So I hope that helps. I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow, Interactive Friday tomorrow. I'd really love to hear from you about, you know, what you're getting from the teachings with This Time For Me. Are you finding on a weekly basis that they're helping you with different things? Are there topics you want me to cover? Have you been struggling with panic and not being able to get calm? What is going on? There is no quick fix. There is no answer to this. There's no magic pill or magic formula. This is a process of your own personal journey, and a process of how you're going to get from this state of irritation or frustration or anxiety, whatever it is, to this place of calmness. It's a very, very personal journey. And that's why when we look at these things, what can I do? These things build up the resilience and build up our coping strategies, so that when the stresses do come, we react in a different way, we respond in a different way, and also we treat ourselves a lot better. So I wish you a beautiful Thursday. Thank you for your patience with me this week, as I've been really sick with a bad cold. Very strange time of year to be getting sick. And listening to my really bunged up voice over the week. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.